To let our viewers know, here in the local powerlifting scene in the Philippines, there are two main federations. There's going to be the Powerlifting Association of the Philippines, that's PAP, and then we also have Philippine Powerlifting, PHPL. All right, Raph, between the two federations, which one has the cuter girls?
Come on, guys.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Ali Fusha Podcast. Tonight, we are at episode 9, and obviously, I have a very, 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 very special guest. You all know him as the biggest weeb in the Philippines, especially in the local powerlifting scene. You all know him as the guy that probably has the strongest deadlift that's ever been done here in the Philippines. I can be, you know, corrected, but from my knowledge, I am speaking to the biggest deadlifter, the strongest deadlifter in the Philippines. His name is Mr. Rafael Kahilig. Raph, say hi to everyone in the
podcast. What's up, guys?
All right. So obviously right now, the setting that we're in right now, it's obviously through online, through a video call, because as much as we would want to really see each other in person, it might not be the smartest move since, you know, COVID-19 pandemic. We all know it. It's been the same way. It's been this way for the past how many months. So it just, you know, it's the safest option just to do this online. Of course, in person is better, but we have this, and it's fine as long as we're able to talk to one another.
Yeah. So yeah, to make do.
Yeah, exactly. And how you've been making do is that you actually have a home gym of your own right now, right?
Yeah, I was thinking at first of like, is it really worth it? Am I going to spend this much money for a gym? But seeing things have been going on, I've been observing in the first few months, like first 2 months, I'm like, am I going to wait this out or am I going to buy my own stuff? So that'll work. So, I mean, I'd just rather buy my own stuff and then, you know, keep on training, even if there's no competition. I mean, you're going to still be out there, you know?
Yeah, that's really true. And sorry.
It's not fun buying how many plates I had, because that's very costly. It really hurts my wallet. So
That's true.
Like, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Expensive.
Very.
And especially for you, for somebody who lifts the amount of weight that you do have to buy more plates than like the average person as well. But from what I remember, the first purchase, the first rack that you bought was a flimsy squat stand.
Yeah, man. Like the J hooks, the hooks were already bending. I don't know when it happened. I think it was on benching. And then I just noticed like, oh no, this is not going to last long.
How heavy were you benching that time?
I think it was the one time I tried to do one rep max. I think it was 170. And then after that, and a few more after squat sessions, I was like, the heaviest I did there was like 200. I'm like, nah, this isn't going to cut it. And I'm tall too, so like the rack height isn't that much. You know, like when you extend the height of that rack, it's not going to be stable down below in the foundation. So
That's true.
Yeah.
But then you made the decision to get a full-on power rack now, right?
Yeah, I was thinking of getting that one or like a half one, but dude, I was able to get a steel because from what I heard, that rack was from Evolution, I think. It was in
or Eclipse. It was one of those old gyms, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, in Mandaluyo. Mm-hmm. They were selling it for like 14 grand, so.
Yeah, and so 40, like 1,000 for that kind of a rack.
Kind of a steal, because that rack cost like what in your opinion, how much does that cost? What would you say?
Brand new right now, like the cheapest you'd find
full
is
rack,
probably like 18, and that's the cheapest, but and the average goes for like the mid-20s, so you got a really, really good deal for that one.
And it was pretty sturdy, like it has a plate down below where you like, I don't know how that works, but it keeps that rack so much more stabler and have more better foundation. And from what I've heard, like they said, it's the old Ensayo rack from
oh really, from way back.
yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. But it's good that you made the choice, because I think I've seen a bunch of failed videos of people with the flimsy rack, you know, accidentally like misracking or hurting themselves.
Yeah.
So of course, with you handling the weights that you normally lift, that's, you know, it's a smart call. Good thing that you made the call. Okay. Actually, so another thing, since we were talking about your home gym, a lot of struggle, like a lot of the issues that people are now facing because of the transition from working out in a public gym or commercial gym, and now they're, you know, obviously forced to work out at home. motivation has been a struggle for a lot of people. How has that been for you? Is the struggle as real, or are you that dedicated that you're never phased in a single day of training?
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
A very much of a struggle. Like, you wanted to go there, but it's just not in there. Like, you know, when you're in your van, especially working from home too, like, yeah, and juggling, I'm not supposed to disclose this, but I'm juggling two jobs right now. So, like, the hours I've been doing to work is kind of so hectic. I've been working for like 12 to 16 hours a day. And then I barely get any sleep. So, but yeah, I made that decision because, like, there's nothing going on. Like, there's nothing to look up to. So, might as well make some money and then keep on grinding, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean,
I want to go to gym. Like, I can sneak in there from time to time, but, you know.
Yeah, it's smart that you have your own setup. But in regards to the motivation, you have been infamously known, I'll use that term, to have your own very unique way of hyping yourself up. And that's with multiple or different anime phrases. And I guess to the people who are watching this on YouTube, I will be inserting a clip of him shouting, self-hyping himself up. Or like actually in between the set, like in between the reps. So I'll definitely show you guys that. But actually one thing that I'm really curious about is how did you end up doing that? Like, how, like, did that just come out of nowhere? Like, or you just suddenly, as you brace, you shouted an anime phrase. How'd that happen?
Okay. Let's start just from, like, very beginning, from since I was a kid.
Very beginning. Oh, shit.
So, like, my sister is very fond of anime and Japanese stuff. Like, you can, whenever I wake up, someone's gonna sing a Japanese song. And then she eventually, like, pursued on, like, being entangled with the Japanese culture and anime and stuff like that. So kind of braced into me. So when sometimes she speaks in Japanese and then I hear her and watching anime, I mean, come on. And so that became like a thing. So especially when I'm most hyped in an episode, one of my favorites is Attack on Titan and then My Hero Academy, you all know that. So whenever I see some hype songs, I just keep on watching it, and then it gets entangled in my brain. There's this one time, I'm not even in powerlifting yet, but I'm squatting, and it wasn't, I was like, I had this cord and then an iPhone 5 and I was squatting. yeah. Like, and then I was listening to one of the episodes in Attack on Titan where he plugged the huge hole in the gates or the walls, whatever, and I keep on watching that. Even when I was about to go to bed, and I wake up and I'm on the train commuting, I just, because that scene is just so epic. Whenever I train, like squatting, I'm gonna, you know, time it right from the scene when I started to squat. So and when he shouts fight, they're like, Tatakai! And I'm like, it just comes into my head. You're dropping me here, man.
And then it hypes you.
Yeah, man. So it became my own thing and it hypes me up. It makes me. Makes you feel alive, actually.
There we go.
Like, I'm here. Not to
call like
My Hero Academy. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing. Actually, and there's a reason why I'm wearing this shirt, the Record Breaker shirt. It's an event that happened last year, 2019, in Kinetics Lab. I shared this in a previous podcast episode when Nestor Redulia was my guest there. We talked about how I shared when I was being the moderator at that event. And then I saw that right before you were hyping yourself up for your heavy deadlift, which is, you know, obviously great. I saw on your phone, YouTube was on, I think. And then
I downloaded that episode.
Oh, you downloaded it. So you downloaded that episode wherein All Might was fighting, what do you call this? All for One. That's amazing. I'll never forget that, and I'll never stop sharing that moment with everyone.
Yeah, I was hyping it up, and then you grabbed my phone, like, what is this guy doing? Why is he stopping my hype? It's like, damn it, man, what's wrong with you?
But hey, man, you did really well at that event.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, we didn't, at the start of the episode, I normally ask my guests, what's their best lifts, their best SBD? Can you let the audience know?
Okay, so best squat, I don't usually do one rep maxes, so best squat is truly 20 kilos, 705 pounds, and for bench 170, think it's like 365, 375. I'm not quite sure.
Within that range, yeah.
Within that range, yeah. And then for deadlifts was the last one max I did, the best was when I was training in Connecticut, and you were there.
Yeah.
I did a 340 kilo deadlift on a Texas deadlift bar. So yeah. It was like 750 pounds. So, but yeah, I don't usually do 100 maxes because in my head, I think there's no point in doing it, you know.
Outside might of the competition,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Might as well like go PR on reps, right?
Exactly.
Like, okay. That would increase much more potential in you, in my opinion. Like
in the long run.
Like if you can 100 max this, and then in a few months you can do this for reps, like who knows what's your 100 maxes. That's going to be much more, make it much more worth it when you do a PR, in my opinion.
All right. So I mentioned earlier on that, again, I can be wrong, but then from what I know, that 340 kilo deadlift is the heaviest deadlift that any Filipino's done. Am I correct?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm actually honored to be the one to have witnessed or to have spotted into a video that. So I was there.
It's pretty good hyping me up, guys.
So yeah.
And also the squat, I think.
Really? 320? Okay.
I think, yeah, in my opinion, I think that's the heaviest squat.
That's amazing. And you are how old? Yeah.
24.
24 years old. Okay, it's amazing.
I think I was 23 when I did those. So.
Okay. So actually, just to let you know, the plan that I had for this episode is that, you know, like to talk about your background, etc. But then when I made the post, the Instagram story about asking a lot of people to submit their questions, there were a lot of questions. And I think...
Really? I didn't expect that, yeah.
I mean, you're you, dude. You're you. I mean, everyone wants to know about you anyway. So yeah. I'm going to scrap. Nobody cares about your background life story. We just want to know all about you and your lifting and anime. Just to let you know, that's like the gist of almost every question that I received.
Okay.
Okay, but I do have, because most of them are for fun, but I do have some two serious questions for you that I made for myself. All right, so you've been lifting since 2014, 15?
I've been lifting since I was like 13 years old, man. I don't know.
I mean, like powerlifting. Serious lifting.
I got into like heavy squats, bench, and deadlift around maybe when I was... maybe that time, 2013, 2012, something like that. But powerlifting wise, it started when I went to the States, so like 2016.
Yeah. All right, so let's just say, like, in terms of heavy lifts, you've been doing it for 6 or 7 years. And as we talked about a while ago, you have the best, you have the heaviest squat and you have the heaviest deadlift. But you've been doing it for roughly, seriously, for like 6 or 7 years. But there have been other guys of your weight class who've been doing it quite longer, but have not reached the same numbers that you have. Without trying to sound mayabang or trying to be like boastful or show off, what do you think made the actual difference? Because 6 or 7 years, that's definitely a long time, but it's not compared to 10 or 15 years of being in the game. What do you think set you apart to be the strongest squatter and deadlifter in the Philippines?
Does this count on the OG old guys or like
the OG ones competing right now? Yes. I mean everything and everyone, because there are guys that's of your weight class but have been doing it quite longer. What sets you apart? What allowed you to be the top guy?
Because for me, I think why I'm stronger is one, mentality, because I'm a weeb. That's one. And then, no, just kidding.
All right, next question.
I think what sets me apart is I keep on trying new things on my own. Like, I have to adapt. Like, whenever I watch this, can I do this? And will it help me? Would it engage much more muscles? Because that's what I do when I train. Like, I try to incorporate as much muscle I could when I do the lift. Because when you have all those firing at all at the same time, it would make you stronger and, you know, help you, won't struggle the lift as much as you could. So make the most of your body, and that's it. Because sometimes, some guys like just stick to one thing and one thing only. I'm not saying you should go off program, but I'm just saying like experiment and adapt the things that are going on. Like watch other lifters, compare like, oh, can I do this? Will my body composition be able to handle this kind of stress? And would it benefit my movement much better? So I guess that's one of the things that makes me, you know.
So you're very analytical of yourself in regards to how you're performing the lifts.
I used to, yes. And I always ask myself to be better. Like, whenever there's a challenge, like, there's written on the program, like, oh, do this at 8. And then, like, I'm going to go over program a little bit and then just going to challenge myself. I know you shouldn't do that, but that's what keeps me ahead. That's what makes me go PR. I always challenge myself, you know. As cliche as it sounds, that's what I do to be stronger.
Okay, just really, I guess your mental game, you would say, is really up there. It allows you to be stronger just because you keep on pushing yourself, learning, adapting. That's what you think is okay. That's actually really good.
As shonen as it sounds.
Okay. All right, that's a really good answer. So mental game is definitely important. And I think mental game is what limits a lot of lifters.
Yeah, man. Well.
It really does.
I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't be scared, but you should to learn to respect also the bar too, because it's still going to break your body sometimes, you know.
So, yeah. Recovery is super important, and I believe you've also been through quite a number of injuries.
Yeah, the last one, where I tore my hamstring. Like,
well, that was really bad.
Or a bad string, a really bad string. Well, it happened when I was doing dumb stuff, because the day before that was, I went to a heavy night of drinking because I haven't seen this friend of mine for a very long time. So got really drunk and everything. And I even slept in the parking lot. Then the next, I had my stuff. It was in Capitolia, I think, or Capitol Hills. Mm. Not sure. And then I had my stuff, like gym stuff. And then I slept in the parking lot. And then I'm like, should I go home and rest or should I go to desk, because it's pretty close, and it's at the time of the peaking program, October Classics. Yeah, so
that's when you hurt yourself.
Yeah, a week before that, I wanted to, like, you know, when you're close to a competition, you gotta do singles. And then I was doing 300, 295, or 305, and then I failed 305, and then I did it again. And then when I tried to pull, something snapped. I'm like, oh no. Like, I really heard it. It sounds like that. And then I just lay down, and then my hamstrings, like, went up there and got stuck. I can't even straighten up my leg and everything.
Oh, man.
It felt like a really, really bad cramp, something like that.
But so, you're better now.
Yeah, man. I was pretty pissed at that time. Like,
anyone would be pissed.
I think that time was to make it official, basically. That was the time to make it official. Be the strongest out there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to claim it so bad. And then after that, I haven't competed since, you know, the pandemic happened and all that.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So it's tough for the first week. I can't even walk. And then went to the doctor, had some medicine, like some strong, I don't know, I'm sorry, pain relievers. Yeah, painkillers, a pretty strong one that I was able to walk after that. And then after a few weeks or a week later, I was doing rehabs by myself. When shout out to Bebo Miane for helping me out in that. Bebo's the guy on powerlifting to help you out. So yeah, he helped me out, get back on track and just be consistent. And then a month after that, I was lifting again. Then a few months later, I was hitting the 300 kilo squat again in deadlifts. So.
Perfect. Yeah, it's really good. You just have to really be, you have to go to the guy that can actually help you.
Yeah,
instead,
man,
of just,
don't,
you know, get hurt and then not
look
take
it up
care
on the internet. Go exactly. to a professional. And go to someone that knows your activity. Like, he must know how to lift. Like, the strenuous activities that you do, he must know that. Because if you go to a normal doctor, they might not be able to recommend
you.
They're just going to say, you can't do it again.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you go to Bebo. That's basically the main point of this.
Just go to a power lifter that knows his stuff. Like, therapist that knows his stuff, you know.
And since you talked about Bebo, then, of course, I guess people who have possibly watched the previous episodes, I was talking to Raymond Dibuque, who was also somebody that got injured in the past. Bebo's the guy that helped him as well because of the knee injury, etc. But since I did mention Raymond, it's, you know, everyone knows that there's, you know, some friendly or maybe not so rivalry. Friendly competition?
No, we're fine.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so friendly rivalry. Let's just say about say that as well.
Very, very friendly.
The two of you. So we all know that when it comes to the squat and to the deadlift, you have that on him. But when it comes to the bench press, he definitely has, I think, 20 kilos over yours.
Yeah.
All right. So the question, that's fine. I mean, it's what the, it's the total that matters, right? But anyway, but anyway, the question that I have for you is, despite that 20 kilo gap, like knowing that 20 kilo gap, what do you think are the steps that you need to do to actually surpass his? And what, and vice versa, what do you think, what are the steps that he needs to do to prevent that from happening, to make sure that he continually progresses and leaves you behind? So those are, it's a two-part question.
Leave me behind on what? On which part?
Like in bench, like to make sure, in bench, to make sure that his bench is still superior to yours.
You better do 180 for reps, that's for sure, because if he doesn't, I might just catch up, because I think his best is 190.
Yeah.
And I'm like 170, so it's like 20 kilo jump there, right there, but... So
the first part, what do you think is going to allow you to surpass his 190?
For me, I think I should just bench more. So out of all the three lifts, this is true in some ways, or maybe it doesn't on some people, but bench is the most technical of all the three lifts. It's pretty hard. Like, you can't control what's under you, like where you're lying down. You can't control that's bench. Unless you got an ER rack, like if you got the money, or like the equipment to do so, I mean, that's props to you. Like, you're pretty good, because when you have that kind of like, you can analyze on which parts of the lift where you're lacking on, and which of it like you have to adjust on. And to me, I haven't had a bench like that's really that good, you know. So I can't really assess everything. Like, you know, sometimes this bench is going to slip, my foot is going to slip, you know.
So it's those external factors and not, it's not within you, it's just because, what bench is the best for you? Like, in all the benches that you've benched on, which is the one that you feel like is the one that's going to be the best one? Like, is it the one when you competed in USAPL or?
Like the equipment you're talking about?
The equipment you saw, yeah.
I mean, it's the competition rack, because it's really good. Like, it's pretty stable. It's stuck on the rack itself. Like, you know, sometimes on my rack, like the bench is not, it's moving. And sometimes it's not that, it's kind of wobbly. So, and the best bench I've had was in one of those racks in the competitions. Like, I did 160 by 3. So, yeah.
Really matters. So the bench quality does matter for you. Okay.
Yeah. And before I got an issue with my arms, and I think it's bicep tendonitis, I got hurt on when I was squatting. Like, I had to fix my squat form when I was holding the bar, the grip. Mm. So in order to do that, I had to switch up, and it took a long time to deal with, because, you know, when I'm done squatting, I can't feel my arms. I can't even handle 100 kilo bench press. Like, that's pretty hard for me before. But right now, I'm pretty good right now. I can bench like 3 plates on a normal day at least. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
that's good.
And also for the ER rack, is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
Competition rack, yeah. When you do that on a, like, the power rack that I have, sometimes it's not calibrated. Like, sometimes it's gonna be way over, way higher. Like, you have the half rack, right? So yeah,
that's super duper important.
Sometimes last time at best is like the one time I got my bicep strained just from unracking it.
Shit, dude.
Yeah, just a few weeks ago. So it's a good thing it's not too bad. So I just sat it out, and then I lifted again after 5 or 4 days, and then I hit 700 by 4. So that's when I knew, like, it's not that bad. I guess that train is not that bad, so.
All right. So in regards to you catching up to his bench, you just have to, I guess, hopefully you're going to get a good bench in the future. Like,
get injured, man.
And not get injured. I think, actually, that's a good way to answer that question. Whoever doesn't get hurt is who's going to progress.
Yeah, man. He's the strongest. If you don't get injured, you're going to be the strongest someday.
Yeah, because for powerlifting, it's a it's a time sport. It really is. Like, yes, you see, like, the longer you are in the game, the more potential you have for getting stronger. I mean, exactly. I mean, that's true for every sport, but I guess especially even more so for powerlifting, because if you get hurt, if your elbows get wrecked, etc., your shoulders, oof, it's just gonna end you. And I guess that's somewhat what happened to me in regards, oof, to my shoulder. So I don't want to like bitch about that anymore, but that's something that really did happen. But anyway, moving on, like, to stop talking about the serious stuff. Now let's move on to the fun stuff, which is all about anime. We actually have a number of anime related ones. And the first one, it's not really, okay, it's from your buddy Nestor. It's not even a question. It's more of a statement. I literally asked for questions, but he just said, mahina si All Might, drug siya kay Sir Guy. Okay, but
oh, look at All Might. I mean, Might Guy. He's on a wheelchair. All Might's still walking, man. Nakalakad pa siya.
For now.
Shut up! What's funny, man?
I didn't read the manga. But anyway, but do you honestly believe that? Do you honestly believe that All Might is weaker than Might Guy?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like,
yeah, no, I guess no one can deny
it. He dealt with Madara.
Like, 8 gates, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But it's only one time, though, so. Yeah, I mean, the classic are still classic. We gotta put respect on that. So.
Yeah. All right. So the next anime-related one is: what do you love more, anime or powerlifting? That's a question I got, but I guess I'll level it up. I'll level up that question even more. Mm-hmm. Is that if you were to pick one, only one for the rest of your life, would it be anime or powerlifting?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'd stick with. That's kind of hard.
That really is hard, dude.
It is very hard. Like, okay, can I ask you two that same question? What would you answer, man? Just to get things on my mind, you know?
For me, okay, because we're talking about powerlifting specifically, I'm okay with letting go of it because I already have basically. I don't really squat or bench anymore. I only deadlift because that's the only one I'm kind of good at. And it's the only one where I'm not hurt in. Like, I never got hurt in deadlift, but I always got hurt in squat and bench. So I've already let go of powerlifting. And so I'm going to stick with anime.
I think I'd stick with anime too. I think I can get a bit up. You know where I'll go?
Strongman. Strongman. Okay, actually. Just don't get hurt.
Oh.
That's basically
it. Strongman is very complex, man. That's why I don't want to try it.
Are you going to be the Martin Lisi's?
Nah. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll try someday. Because I'm just scared, like, when you do those movements, like the logs.
That's true.
The pressing. I'm very weak at spotting. I'm going to admit that because I've got a busted shoulder already. So. The movements are pretty hard.
They really are, dude. Very complex. Because it's odd objects. It's not just a regular bar.
Especially it's the stone. It's like, a log.
Yeah, dude. It's weird.
Why do you carry a stone, man? Why would you carry a stone? What's wrong
but
with
it's
you?
Cool. But it's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool.
All right, the next. Oh, yeah, sorry. To all the viewers, sorry. A lot of the questions were repetitive, so I'm not going to name who said what. Instead, I'll just, you know, go through it because there were a lot of overlap. The next one is related to anime. What anime are you watching right now?
Black Clover and Fire Force.
Oh, Fire Force. Okay, same. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. You're kind of late on that, man.
Yeah, I was really
You're kind of late on that. Fire Force is really good. Season 2 is not okay right now. That's been going on. But I like... Where were you on Season 1?
Season 1 is pretty good. It's really, really good.
Did you just finish it?
I'm actually up to date with Season 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, the best part on Season 1 is the Captain Benimaru Shinmon.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Like,
so badass, dude. Well, it's so obvious that we're
honest. We're not gonna spoil it, guys. So
yeah. All right. Next one is: what's your all-time favorite underrated anime? I guess another way to phrase this is: what's your favorite non-mainstream anime, non-normie one? I guess that's another way to phrase it.
That's kind of hard. I'm a normie, guys. I'm sorry.
It's kind of obvious.
Because if I watch some not normal ones, like, I think Black Clover is underrated, in my opinion.
Which one, sorry?
Black Clover.
Yeah, actually, I haven't gotten into it. It's not that.
It's not mainstream, but it's considered a new gen shonen, kind of stuff like that. Okay. Would you consider Attack on Titan underrated? Probably not.
I think it, the hype is real. I think so. So I think it's appropriate. Like the, it's okay. Like the hype that it's appropriate. That's how I'll phrase it.
Because usually when you have underrated anime, it's not that great, in my opinion.
So for you, but you're a big fan of Black Clover, you say?
Yeah, because I just finished it, and it's really nice. It's kind of like a typical shonen, but it had this twist on it. Like, the characters are pretty nice. Right. So that's why I liked it.
All right, okay. This next one, okay, sure. Okay, this is where things get a bit... What's here? Okay, I'll be the one. I mentioned a while ago that I won't mention who said what, but for this one, I will. Grant Tang asks, what's your favorite hentai episode? Or in other words, your favorite hentai series, Sigura? That's another way to phrase that question.
Do I really have to answer this?
what did you say?
Do I really have to answer this?
I mean, you don't have to. I don't want to force you. It's just, you know, it's just uncool if you don't.
I'm thinking about it.
The fact that you're thinking about it shows that you've seen quite a number.
I'm not going to say Bible Black. That's so basic. And and that's not a good way to go, man. I know that series. That's really bad. Best hentai ever for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's taking too long to come up with his answer.
Good. I think it's a Panty Flash teacher.
The what? What?
A Panty Flash teacher one.
Okay, so I don't know that, but...
And Discipline. Discipline is kind of like the same creators of Bible Black, but it's much better. Okay. And much,
I don't think I can flash that on screen, though.
I think they have covers that are decent. Discipline's
kind of good stuff. Okay, so yeah. But, I guess that answered the question. Grant, I hope...
God damn it, Grant. What's wrong with you, man?
Okay, so yeah, let's move on now from the anime-related stuff. Okay. If powerlifting wasn't your main sport, what would you be doing instead?
I think I'd focus on playing football.
Yeah, you
or were basketball. Any of the two.
Basketball.
I'm not that good at it, but I like it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're to ask me, I think football suits you more just because of how, you know, beefy you are.
Well, I wasn't in varsity or anything. I've never been to a team like that. But when I was like, it kind of grew late on me. Like I was playing around maybe around third year high school or fourth year. But I pretty like it. I got lean. I can show you a picture of that, how lean I was. I think I was
Rafael
like,
Kahilig lean? When is that?
It looks like I'm 80 or 70. I was 4th year high school, so.
Okay.
Yeah, whenever before class in college, I'd go play at a gym. And then I'd go to my class very sweaty and all that. So that's pretty disgusting. But
yeah.
Basketball's fun. Basketball's fun.
Too bad football isn't that big here in the Philippines yet.
But there's...
It's growing. There's a community.
Yeah, it's going. There's a community. Yeah. I mean, I know you... Do you play flag?
I tried for a bit, but I am a big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles because that's in... My family in the States, they're a big fan.
Okay.
All right. The next question is... Okay, you know what? Just to shit on Grant, this is another question that he submitted. What do you call this? When was the last time you did cardio? Damn, he's really thinking.
just walking up the stairs, count cardio, or like...
No, like an actual cardio, like you set time that, hey, I'm going to get this cardio in. So whether that be walking around the block, treadmill, bike, whatever.
This count as cardio?
This one?
This, you know what, count as cardio. But yeah, last time I did was, probably months, a few months ago.
Oh, it's not like high school pa naman.
No. It's like we have a bike stuff around here, so I think that's the last one I did.
So at least people know that in 2020, you did cardio.
Yeah, man. Doing high reps is cardio, guys. Remember that?
Anything more than one rep is cardio.
Yeah.
That's basically true.
In my opinion, like doing six and higher reps, or like more than six, I'd say, is kind of a cardio.
Yeah, dude, your heart can be pumping for sure.
Just as long as like the weight is matches it, like you may be doing six reps, but shoot, at like 20, you loaded like what, 70 kilos in there? Come on, man.
Yeah. All right, now we have some nutrition questions for you.
Pretty bad at that one.
What does your nutrition look like in the off season and in the in like peaking for a competition?
There's a difference.
Actually, I kind of knew already because I knew these people.
Sorry,
were like
guys,
really wondering.
I'm like, this is like the baddest question for me. I'm not a very nutritious person. I tried tracking, and then I went to Korean barbecue, and then poof, goodbye tracking.
You just can't say no to when they ask for another. Man. Say you want another plate? Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Like I tried tracking it, but I'm like.
Try. Emphasis on try. I mean, the fact that the effort was there.
Try. Okay. So, like, basic meal every day I wake up, I think maybe, like, half a rice cooker of rice, and then I'm going to fried rice it, and then maybe, like, four pieces of hot dog, two types of egg, and maybe, like, six strips of bacon. Yeah, that's my breakfast, guys.
That's the usual.
That's the usual ones. And when I lift, I mean, I know I have to eat a lot, because, and then after I eat, I got to wait for, like, 2 to 3 hours just to digest it. I have to feel like a puking sensation, but I only eat like 2 meals a day. I don't usually eat like 3 like the regular ones.
All right.
And when at night, I just eat just a few carbs and not that much, and then some protein shake. Yeah. You know, like it's just kind of how do you say that word?
Ingrained intuitive? In your head.
Intuitive. Sorry. Ugh. Anyway, so like when you're plan on doing a workout, I just eat a lot, and then after that I just take what's to recover after doing that session. So I gotta lessen the carbs just to, you know, because I know I eat a lot of carbs just from the start of the day, so I don't think I need more at the end of at the end of the workout. I just gotta have to recover everything and all that. So those are my
That's your nutrition. Just make sure.
Yeah, man. Best eat. You eat and recover. Like, you know, don't starve yourself.
But
and
I guess,
don't
just, you know, to let our viewers know, that's what is applicable or appropriate for you. Example, if you're going to talk to a 60-kilo, 6-foot guy, that's he has to make sure that he eats a lot more to make sure.
Oh, yeah. 60 for a 6-foot guy?
Hey, like, that's me. Dude, that was me before, dude.
What's wrong with you, man? You're 6 foot?
No, okay, fine. 5'11 3/4". Jeez. Don't have to rub it in, man. But yeah, I was this height ever since.
I rubbed your non-existent calves, so.
Yo, okay, yeah, next question, motherfucker. Jerk.
All right,
yeah. Okay. Next question in regards to, I guess it's related to nutrition. Do you think it's ever possible for you to go down the weight class?
Yeah. I just wanted to reach the 900 kilo total. I just wanted to make a mark right there, like 2,000 pound total.
Yeah.
I think I just had to do that. It's like, I'm not even 105 anymore. I'm like 118 kilos and 116 to 118, somewhere between those lines. And I just wanted to get that 900 total, and then I'll cut down. And me and Star talked about it, and then I told them about this, and like, don't worry, after this, I'm going to have to beat you at your own weight class. So so we can have like a duel or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And being lean is also nice. Like before 105, I weighed some competition. I weighed like 100 and 103 or like a few weeks before a competition. Yeah, that's the lowest I got from competing.
So like you cutting down.
Well, the lowest was 103 in my opinion. And as I remember.
Okay. So when's the decision that you're going to go down, or it's not in the near future?
There's no timeline. I just have to get that 900 kilo total, or like maybe 2000 pounds total, and just to be like done with it, or maybe
all right.
At least compete in the world and then win. I wanted that.
Okay.
Maybe after the 900
kilo. That's going to happen, dude. For sure, dude. That's going to happen.
Yeah, man. I wanted to. Like after the 900 kilo total, I might cut down to at least just 105, and then try to be like the best in the world.
Yeah, dude.
If you don't get injured.
Again,
yeah.
Recovery, keeping healthy is what's going to allow anyone to stay in the game long, for a long term.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, so like a few tips right now. What do you think, or like what are the tips that you can give somebody who is learning their own sumo technique? So in regards to finding their ideal hip height, their stance width, etc. What are your general tips for somebody learning sumo?
Try every position, man. Like, oof, that sounds wrong, but...
Wait, what did you say? Try...
But yeah, that's where I learned my sumo. Like, there's a time when I was a newbie, like, oh, okay. And then I saw this, my friend of mine doing so wide. I'm like, this is quite well too, but my hips aren't like, you know, like built, I'm not engaging it that much. Okay. Yeah. Like, and especially your limb height, you got to consider that. Like your legs, is it going to be fitting to put that in that position? And yeah, just got to try out every single thing. It's okay if you fail. And we're in off season right now, so might as well do experiment about it. And do it on warm-ups. Don't do it on
your head. Don't suddenly sudden change
in your top sets. Come on,
90%.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's trial and error, basically. And I guess that
trial and error
apply to a lot of things too. To your squat and everything. Mm-hmm. Just find out what works for you. Even though mm-hmm. like people say, oh, for tall people, you have to do this or that. But, you know, for some reason, that might not work.
Yeah.
So it's really...
It's a very generic tip, but that's what works, man.
It applies and to almost everything, yeah.
And just, like, some techniques are, like, you know, when you do a high bar, just in my opinion, you don't go wide because that's not, like, the optimal position for your foot stance to be with, you know. You notice, like, weightlifters, high bar, cool stance.
Yeah.
And low bar is wide stance. So I think that's kind of given out there. But
yeah, there's some parameters to go about. But nonetheless, you still have to figure out what works best for you.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So this is like a super vague question. But if you were to give one tip to a beginner, like what's your biggest or best tip to an absolute beginner for powerlifting?
Don't weight cut.
Don't weight cut. Actually, yeah, that's really true.
Make one goal. Like, do you want to be strong or do you want to look lean? Make one decision, you know, because one way or another, one thing is going to affect the other. So,
I mean, it's possible to do both. It's possible, but it's not optimal.
Yeah, for a beginner, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Don't weight cut.
But if you're for a beginner in regards to powerlifting, don't weight cut. That's your biggest thing.
Like, when you're competing, don't weight cut. You know?
Just get the numbers that you want.
If you got a good nutritionist, though, like Grant, maybe he could help you out. So that guy is strong and lean.
Yeah.
What am I doing with my life?
But Grant, you know, he's different level. He's amazing.
Grant's like, hands down, the best.
We really saw like really accomplished in both powerlifting and bodybuilding.
Yeah. But he's not tall, so we got the coming for us, guys.
Let's go. Okay, high five.
High five, man. That's a job for asking that question, man.
Okay. All right. So now I have two questions left for you. And I will say who it came from. Because I swear, these questions are really... it's not going to be monetized anyway. So these questions are really fucked up. So it's from Jandy, everyone's favorite guy. Jandy asked, he has two questions. The first one is, what was your worst farting or shitting experience while lifting?
So far, he didn't slip out of my shorts or underpants. So yeah, I haven't done that.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
So what's the worst experience for you? And the viewers know, it's totally common. It happens in the heavy squats, heavy deadlifts, especially if you're wearing a belt. There's a lot of pressure in your body. So sometimes you just can't help it, but you know, a little.
Yo guys, even if I'm fasted, it happens. I'm so sorry. I tried my best. And that's why I said when I eat, I gotta wait like 2 to 3 hours just to digest it all. But it's still there, so I can't do anything about it. But yeah, worst one is when I was by myself. I think I was doing 300 for ups, 300 kilo deadlift, or 320.
This is at home.
Yeah, this was just a while back, a few weeks or a few months ago.
What happened?
I think I said the detail too. Do I really have to say that, man?
Did you? Okay, fine.
It happened.
Did not embarrass
it is what it
you
is.
So much.
Did it you? Didn't pop out of my shorts and my underpants. That's it. So it didn't leak.
It didn't leak. Okay. But I guess it's safe to say, like, immediately after that set, you had to go to the bathroom. You had to clean. Man. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there's another embarrassing one. It was in AF Marina as well. I was with
in a commercial gym.
Yeah, man, it was the worst. They didn't hear anything, though. They didn't hear anything. Okay, I'm digging myself a hole right here. And then I did like 300 by 2 deadlift. And then I pulled the first one. I'm like, oh no, am I still going to be able to do the second one? Because something's fucking up, man. And then when I did the pull, the second one, and then I just dropped it, pulled my shorts, and I'm like, so how was it? Oh, like at 8, and then I went to the restroom already. But it was the most embarrassing one. But no one noticed. No one noticed. Raymond didn't notice. Anya didn't notice. So.
Okay. Wow, galing that you were able to play it cool, pa. Hello, at 8.
Yeah, man.
How were you walking? Were you walking like a penguin?
No, I was walking normal. Yeah.
Normal.
Like casual, okay. Man.
Okay. Good. Now, thank you, Jandy, for...
Hey, you, Jandy. God damn it, man.
Fuck all right,
you.
Next question. Actually, our very last question. Sakto lang din because it's we're roughly nearing the 50-minute mark. All right. So, before I go on to the question, to let our viewers know, here in the local powerlifting scene in the Philippines, there are two main federations. There's going to be the Powerlifting Association of the Philippines, that's PAP, and then we also have Philippine Powerlifting, PHPL. All right, Raph, between the two federations, which one has the cuter girls?
Come on, guys. I think I'd say, who asked this question, man?
Jandy,
tell me.
Jandy asked this question again.
I think it's PHPL. I'm just gonna be honest, flat out honest, because
PHPL.
I don't really see much on PAP girls. So.
Wow.
What? I don't come to the first day. I need to take a rest, man. And I only see them just because the schedule's a bit different.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right.
You're fucked, man.
Hey, man, that's Jandy, dude.
I'm digging myself a hole right here.
Hey, man, that's from Jandy, lah. I'm just.
Hey, I'm just stating facts, man. There's some cute, baby girls. Shout out to my girl Anya, the best one out there. Like my girl, like as a friend, you know.
As a friend, sure.
But yeah, she's the best.
I have to be specific now.
yeah, I gotta be specific now. It's like she weighs like around 60-57. She can deadlift 140 kilos.
It's really but amazing. Really amazing.
Yeah, Anya's really amazing, and she's
She's fighting a good fight, you know, with her job.
Yeah.
And everything.
Oh really? I didn't know that fight.
But of course, I don't think I'm going to go into details. But anyway, thank you for being on tonight's episode 9 of the podcast, dude. Really, I've been wanting you to be a guest for so long, but I guess because of the pandemic, etc. That's something that we have to do now through online. But I'm happy that it happened. And maybe in the future, I actually want an episode where I'm going to have Nestor back and you back. I'll be
interviewing. Yeah, it's going to be the two of us. Or like the three of us. Me, Nestor, Raymond.
And Raymond as well. Oh, that's going to be fun as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone who wants to follow Raph after this. And I'll be surprised if you're not already following Raph on social media. But you can find him on Instagram as what, Raph?
At Raph Kaling. That's basically it. That's pretty basic,
but I mean, it's easy to find. All right,
it used to be hamstring Rafi when I tore my hamstring just to pay homage to Sean or Yeager, hamstring Papi. But I changed my name hamstring Rafi.
Okay, I'm happy that it's you know just Raph Kahilig now because that's so corny.
I hate you, man,
but I love it
anyway.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, man. Really appreciate it, and I hope to have you back in the next one, in the future ones.
Yep.
All right. See you.
Clap it out, man.